Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at TrueCar. Now, you turn to News AF for some help with understanding the world that we live in. But if you're looking to buy a car, you might even be familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for. But what does that mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you are really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why TrueCar has introduced True Price. Now you know what exactly you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. TrueCar dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And my home is very comfortable. I don't know about you. And how do you know that your true price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you want. Imagine you're buying the same car as somebody else and you pay a lot more. You'd be so embarrassed. Your certified dealer knows this. That's why they want to set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicero back here to talk about all of the top news stories for the week of February 20th, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, all right, here we are, ready to go on News AF, and just right before we started recording, Tyson had an urgent message that my video was slowing down behind my audio. Tyson Apostle, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you totally fine, but you were just sitting there through the intro on your video until just barely, and now you are talking with your hands, you're saying a bunch of stuff, but I hear no words out of your mouth.
It's like some sort of a bad kung fu movie is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is this is probably proof that we live in a matrix.
We live in the matrix. All right. But as long as you can hear me okay, I think we should be all right. And, of course, let us know for everybody watching us exclusively in the Group AF Facebook group, how your customer experience is as you watch along live with us as we check in with Danny Bryson.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yes. Danny, how are you?
Good.
I've got a giant zit just underneath the skin here on my cheek.
Let me see.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah, it's get like in there close.
Yeah, it feels like the Yellowstone like magma chamber that they're always talking about.
Yeah, it's about to pop.
It's just gigantic. It's just going to destroy half my face if it ever erupts.
You sure it's not a spider bite? That's like where Tyson got bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. It could be a spider bite. Or it could just be some infection that my kids gave me when they scratched me with their fingernails.
Hmm. Is it festering right now? No.
No, it's not festering.
You're fine.
I do like that word, though. Festering.
Yeah, it's
if it festers, I'll let you guys know. But right now, it's just like a balloon slowly inflating underneath my skin.
Okay. All
right. And it will slowly deflate, and you'll never get the satisfaction of blowing anything up.
Where does all that stuff go? Is it just reabsorbed by the body and then put somewhere else in my face?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Stupid body.
It just keeps juggling it around to different to different places on your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe we can get a dermatologist on one day and do an Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
That would be nice.
That'd be good.
That would be nice. We do actually have a dermatologist who listens to the show, who's a friend of mine and Danny's, who would love to have a doctor segment on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That would be great. Ask the dermatologist. We can get all sorts of like Gwyneth Paltrow's skin care questions onto the program.
Yes.
Seriously. Half of Gwyneth Paltrow we could cover with someone who knew something about science.
Yes. Find out if my wife is just wasting a lot of money with all of the skincare products that she keeps buying.
Oh, I can answer that. I can answer that for you.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, my wife wears like these masks that are like she puts them on her face and she looks like it's like
scary.
It's like a horror movie. Like, what do you do? This is whatever you were worried about. This is what you're doing right now is a million times worse. This is
it looks like a flesh mask, like the skin of her victims. She's wearing it all over her face.
Yeah, Rachel wears those too. Or she has this one that's like super glue.
Yeah.
So she puts it on her face and then she can't move her face and you can't really see it on there. So it just looks like a fake face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's
terrifying.
No,
holy crap.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know she's doing it, and I walk into the room, and she turns around, I'm like, ah! No.
My little girl last night got a bloody nose in the middle of the night, and she had one of those trendy vampire facials, where they put, it's a facial they actually do, where they put human blood, your own blood, over your face.
Why?
And she gave herself one for free.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is a thing. You take
a blood
your own
facial?
Blood. Yeah, a blood facial. I think it's called also a vampire facial.
Who taught you about these?
I read a lot of news.
For the Baltimore.
The Kardashians rock, or Madonna uses it. Mm-hmm. Of course, Madonna.
Between all the adventures you have, how do you find the time to read this much news?
I've got to do something while my kids are talking to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it would make more sense if it was like some like virile teenager's blood on your face. I feel like that would be more like what your own blood. What does that do?
Yeah. I like Zac Efron's blood.
I'm not 100% on that.
10
but
years ago's blood.
Yeah. But if you think that your blood is the purest, right? Then yeah. Why would you want it squirted all over your face?
I don't know. Is that how you got the
like you
chirp chirp chirp?
Like you know the back history on your own blood, right? You know what needles have been inside your body. You know mm-hmm. what kind of strangers you've been having random sex with. So mm-hmm. you understand the safety of your blood. Whereas a random stranger's blood, who knows what they've been up to? What kind of hijinks they've gotten up to? With their blood. So, I mean, if you were to spray blood on your face, I think you'd want it to be your own.
Yeah, but how does blood help your skin? Like, what's the science behind that?
Well, there might not be any science, but there's enough people out there who think that it does something for their skin for it to be a thing.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, we'll see if we get any updates on Danny's blood magic moving forward. Please let us know. Tips at newsaf.news or in our NewsAF Facebook group. All you have to do to enter is answer Tyson's three questions.
Correct. And you can also visit Danny's health and wellness website, doop.com. D-O-O-P.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to start that. I'm going to start collecting rocks and mud from my adventures and just sell it online and say that it has medicinal, you know, properties.
Yeah, you got to cram it up your hoo-haws and yum-yums and stuff to get maximum benefit.
What orifice is your yum-yum?
Imagination take over.
I it's got to be
on that, your mouth.
Well, on that anatomy chart that, you know, the one that you always see, that'd be great if there was an arrow pointed to your mouth and said, yum-yum hole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's better than mouth.
It's definitely better than mouth.
It's an improvement.
Welcome
for sure.
to my yum yum hole. It's what the chart said.
I think
said.
You're gonna like it. Okay. It's what the chart said.
Yeah,
I always wanted when I was younger to make a t-shirt of the anatomy, the full body anatomy, but have it be all slang terminology. And even just do the male and female genitalia, but instead of like the actual scientific labels, have it be all slang labels.
I think the scientific labels are more grotesque. Like, I think that in a lot of cases, I'd rather hear the slang term, not like the slang terms that are really gross, but more of like the common use slang term rather than the scientific term.
So is penis maximus or phallus funnier? Both are scientific.
Actually, those are both pretty good. I do like phallus.
Where would you?
I just said I like phallus on radio.
What?
Where are you going to wear this shirt?
I would never wear this shirt, but in high school, I probably would have worn this shirt until a teacher made me turn it inside out. But it's scientific. It's like the exact picture that you see in your science book. So I think that it would be fine to have on your. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
It would help the teacher know what all the kids were talking about. Say this
just
is
like this
a,
podcast
a tool for
does.
You, teacher. Yeah, this is to educate you as far as what the kids are saying. What are they saying? Because they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's begin educating our listeners about these top stories at this hour. And this is a really big story that has really been making the rounds about how people tend to go on cruises to go and relax. Tyson, have you been cruising? Have you gone on a cruise ship?
No, I've never gone on a cruise
really?
Ship.
I'm surprised.
Really? You take me as a cruise? I mean, I do wear Tommy Bahama.
I'm surprised, Tyson. It's kind of insulted by the fact that
yeah, I'm not a cruise guy. I don't know, but maybe I could be. I don't know. I've never been on one, but I feel like here's the one draw to cruises is they have a casino on the ship.
Yeah.
So that would be my one thing is I'd like, oh, sure, yes. Drop me off at the beach in the day and I will gamble all night long. I don't know when there's going to be time to sleep between those two moments, but
sleep on the beach.
I'll figure something out. No, you don't sleep on the beach. You go snorkeling and surfing.
Okay, well,
there's no time. There's no time for sleep. So, yeah, no, I'm not a cruise guy. Danny's been on some cruises.
That's what the cocaine is for, Tyson, I think.
I've been on a cruise.
Danny's been on a cruise. He loves them.
No, I don't love them. They're disgusting. The giant petri dishes floating. It's like a giant RV that floats in the sea.
Is that the jingle for how they booked you?
That should be the jingle for Disney Carnival Cruise, whatever the hell it's called. The RV that floats in the sea. And this story only like proves what I just
petri,
said.
Yeah. People, I don't know if this is going to help sell Danny on going on more cruises or not, but there was a Carnival cruise ship that a massive fight broke out. It used to be back in the day, you used to have to just get on a United flight to get into a big fight with a bunch of strangers. But now a Carnival cruise ship had to eject almost 24 passengers after one of their cruise ships ended up descending into anarchy, Tyson, and there was a video that captured it all.
Man, they are getting in on the publicity. Like United had found this niche where they're like, we're the only ones doing this currently, where we let the customers just, you know, kind of do some annoying stuff till other passengers fight, and then we jump in and fight them. Mm-hmm. And Carnival is like, oh, we've picked up on this marketing strategy, so now they're doing it.
Yes.
It's a crazy story. I read it this morning on the toilet.
The thing is, if you've been put on the no-fly list,
yes,
then you go to Carnivals until you're put on the no-or the cruises. The yeah. no-float list. The no-float list is next.
Yeah.
Yeah, till all you have left is your car until they take that away.
Then you're on the walk list. And you're just, that's just weird.
Danny, do you feel like, was this all a viral marketing stunt to get on to worldstarhiphop.com?
That's where you want to be, because some of the greatest marketing can be found on that site, I'm sure. I read that it was one family, wasn't it, that was kind of at the center
family
of the disturbances.
But I don't think they were fighting themselves. They were
No, they were fighting others.
They're fighting
because
other
families stick together.
Yeah.
This is exactly how I imagine this family. Because I think it took off from Australia, so I imagine they're living in the bush. I don't know if any of these terms are derogatory or if they're even proper. But these guys are living in the bush. They've always just lived off the land. They're very muscly.
Yeah.
And they wear overalls without shirts under them. And they somehow came into some money they won a cruise. Cruise for six off of a scratcher at the only gas station within 600 miles of where they live.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they took that and they just, that's how I'm envisioning these people. They almost didn't get on because they didn't have shoes.
Yeah. Well,
so then they were all issued
flip
flops.
Yeah. Flip flops was exactly how this big fight broke out, because according to this account from the Washington Post, that it was said that there was a flip flop. Not a foot was stepped on. So somebody stepped on somebody from this group's flip-flop, and that's what began the tension, which ultimately resulted in this major fisticuffs, Danny.
Thank you for using the term fisticuffs. I think that that's justified. Someone steps on your flip-flop, you've got cause for anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to fight someone because now they've just kind of deformed those straps a little bit, and you spent years getting all those grooves worked out and those straps loosened up, and then all of a sudden someone just comes along and steps on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Well, this group may have been looking for trouble from the get-go because, according to another person who was there, they said that this group even picked on a 16-year-old boy because they thought he was looking at them, Tyson.
Yeah, this is definitely a family from the bush. They like the strongest insults you can give to someone like that who has only grown up with just their family without no one else around them is looking at them or stepping on them, giving them a flat tire. That's how, what we say.
Well, you know, the kind of people who would disregard ladies and women first or women and children first when the boat needs to be evacuated, they're the kind of people who think that you should fight women and children first. I think like that's a smart move to pick a fight with a 16-year-old because that's most likely a fight you can win. And then you move on to women and hopefully you can avoid a fight with the men.
Danny, did you watch the video of this fight that broke out?
I saw a couple pictures. I have a hard time clicking on videos because it's just too loud. But yeah, I saw the aftermath, the bruised up, the blood facials that they had given each other.
I don't know. From the video that I watched, it looked like the people that were getting the most shots in were the cruise employees and the security. The video I watched, that there's like somebody's holding up the phone and then like somebody like from in like the white uniform that works on the ship is like swatting the phone out of the person's hand. And then you see like the security guards like, you know, throwing haymakers on this video. I really didn't see too many passengers getting any shots in, but like security came in and they were just, it was like security was waiting for this more than this Australian family.
This is how I envisioned it, because they said that this family had been provoking everyone for days and days. And they actually, people had complained to the captain. He's like, what do you want me to do about it? Throw them overboard? And I was like, no, leave them at the blast port you were at just be like, you guys are ridiculous. You're on your own. See you. Like, I think that you can do that. That's what flights do all the time. They stop and drop somebody off. And so I think the crew was finally just like, okay, they finally got to release on this family.
Yeah.
And they were
It was like the pimple on my face.
Finally.
That was security. Boiling underneath the surface.
Yeah, just boiling there, just festering underneath the surface of your skin, Danny. And then finally, you probably get Liz and you four hands on it at the same time, just at pushing least. And crushing that thing. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they just Shanghai the entire family, get them down there shoveling coal in the belly of the boat? Never to be seen again.
They weren't going to go. They weren't going to go peacefully. That was the thing.
Yeah, but you can break people's spirits. I mean, no one was ever Shanghaied peacefully. It's a time-honored tradition.
Yeah, these employees of the cruise lines are trying to break their spirits right now. That's the video we're seeing, is them trying to physically break this family's spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for the people that were on the ship, the other passengers, Carnival is trying to do right by them. Tyson, they have offered them a 25% off coupon for their next Carnival cruise.
Incorrect. They should return the money for this current cruise. Like, people were hiding in their room. They were so scared, and they were told not to go out on deck after dark because this family was going to harass them.
We're prowling like a wild pack.
Yeah, so they like, you don't. That's not the cruise experience. You get your full refund on that.
Mm-hmm. No, 25% off.
No, and incorrect.
The next one, not even 25%.
Yeah, the next
one. You already
did. They
on.
Issue it to even the unruly family?
Oh, I don't know if they got. I think that they might be banned.
So, yeah, this whole story, it's crazy. I mean, the cruise line seemed to have gone about it the wrong way. They really should have just ditched the family at a different port. But instead, they got filmed not only beating people up, but also filmed telling people not to film and erasing people's films off of phones.
That's
when you're
bad.
Like, you're
that
in trouble.
Looks
that
bad.
Looks real
yeah.
bad. Yeah. Don't film me. Don't film me. Don't film me. Okay, you're doing something that is wrong.
Right.
Unless I'm pooping in a private toilet and someone's filming me, I think that I'm justified there.
That makes sense.
On a boat, filming a fight, you can film.
Yeah. Tyson, what about having a plank on some of these cruise ships? They don't even have to use it, but do you think that just having the plank on the back of the ship might just keep people in line?
No, it definitely would not.
How about some of those cages?
You can't use it.
was filled with skeletons cage? That the crows pick at. Like
this is what they need. This is what they have to do. They have to put the lifeboats down in the water, tether them to the back, and throw the family in it, and just be like, "Hey, this is your ride the rest of the time. There you go."
Right.
And then like chum the waters with shark bait so that they're just like constantly circled by sharks in a rubber dinghy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, but I really think so. I mean, honestly, you just leave them at port. They should have left them the second they were unruly. They should have given them a warning, and then they should have just not allowed them to get back on the ship.
Yes. Okay. All right.
By the way, the things you can do to somebody in international waters, that all of a sudden, I mean, that opens up limitless possibilities. You're under nobody's jurisdiction. Carnival Cruises could have, like, flogged them with the cat of nine tails, you know, tied them against the mast, dunked them head first into the ocean. I mean, they could do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. The problem is that
if they flogged them with the cat of nine tails, then what would make Jesus unique?
Well, you're not crucifying them.
No.
You could just tie them up at the front and let them get a really bad sunburn.
They're crucifying them.
Yeah, that. Or you set their flip-flops on fire.
No, they're under the UN or something. There's still some law in international waters.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you don't want to get war crimes on the Carnival cruise.
No, you don't. Yeah. That would be bad.
Like, yeah. Not sure.
Like we're trying to be ridiculous with this, but you just leave them at port. Can you imagine the satisfaction you would have of being like, you're 48,000 miles away from home. And we're leaving you here.
What are they in low orbit?
Ben King wants to know, what's worse, cruise jail or Disney jail? Tyson, if you had to guess.
I would guess cruise jail's worse. It sounds like they locked them in their rooms.
Yeah, Disney jail sounds
which,
fun.
What, they have a deadbolt on the outside and the inside of the rooms?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, I think Disney jail sounds fun. Cruise jail does not sound fun.
No. It's like you're in the hold of the ship. Like, yeah, it's probably where the boat moves.
There's water sloshing around at your ankles.
Yeah, Disney, it's like water mixed pumps with feces.
There's little rats down there in the cruise jail.
Yeah, exactly. Throw you a crust of bread. In Disney jail, they're like, okay, here's your snack. And they give you like 10 pounds of cotton candy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Let's talk about a woman who had a ingenious idea to get a discount at a Georgia Chick-fil-A. She went to a Chick-fil-A restaurant and told the people there at the drive-thru that she was a federal agent. She flashed a fake badge and said that she was undercover. And they needed to give her a discount on Chick-fil-A or they would blow her cover and she could be killed.
What is this discount? Like, how is it like minus 100%? So you actually get paid the equivalent of what you eat?
Yeah. Well, what we would need is a undercover federal agent correspondent to come on and tell us what their discount is at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. That's a good idea, and we can put a voice modulator on it and blur out their face. Here's the thing, is that this woman, like, I wouldn't put it past myself to even be like, oh, yeah, I'm a senior. Give me the senior discount. Like, she went through the drive-thru. She demanded the thing, the discount. They said no. So she went and parked her car and went in. Like, that's where I give up. When they're like, no, and you're like, oh, okay, now I'll just pay full price. Now I'm embarrassed. Get me out of here before I feel more embarrassed. And she's just like, I'm going full speed for this thing.
Well, from what I understand, I think that there are a lot of establishments that offer a discount to law enforcement to hang out there, and they feel like that's probably it's a good thing to do for the law enforcement, and then also helps make people feel like safe. That they're in a safe place. So she showed up and said that she's basically an undercover federal agent. She should enjoy that discount as well, Danny.
I mean, I'm with Tyson. Maybe try it. I would never try once. I don't have that, whatever it is that make people lie like that. But
balls,
I guess you could call it balls, but it's just kind of being a dick. I just don't know if I would go back in. I think that was her biggest mistake.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. give like, up okay, the second they say no once.
Yeah, you lost. Go find another Chick-fil-A exactly. where the 5% off is so important to you. Go drive somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what she walked back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the crazy part. That's the crazy part because they already called her bluff.
Yeah.
And she was still like, oh no, it's like you're defending a lie and they know it and you know it. You're not going to win this.
Right.
Yeah. Double down on your lie. That's always a really bad idea.
The most successful person at this is Gwyneth Paltrow, obviously.
Yeah. Triple down.
Yeah, she just triples down. You're telling a lie. No, I'm not. Here's more jade eggs. And we just raised the price of them.
Yeah. I could see her being an undercover cop. Look at that picture.
You can see it?
Yeah, she's like undercover with some kind of motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
That's right? Cool.
She doesn't want to get her cover
blown.
She's
in a motorcycle gang?
Yeah, it looks like it. She's got the tattoo on her neck. She's got the shaved sides, short hair, the frosted tips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
So she should have just gone somewhere else. She did blow her cover. She blew her cover that she's not an FBI agent.
Yeah, so now we all know that she's not an agent.
Yeah, so if she tries to arrest you, you know that, you know, that now that she's just messing with you and trying to get your stuff at a discount.
Yeah her cover was blown. Like she's a regular person.
I feel like she's breaking a lot of laws here. Is that a federal crime?
Yeah, that's not worth the 10% discount.
Well, I think it's probably closer to 50%, Danny, if I had to guess.
Still, 50% for I'm going to say, Tyson, that's probably a federal crime. It seems to equal, you know, faking to be a federal agent equals federal crime.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's the other thing is you've got an $8 meal.
Yeah.
She's going to try and get it for $4. At the risk of committing a federal crime.
A felony. And then having to pay probably like $10,000 in fines.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Not worth it.
She's a gambler.
She should have looked into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely a gambler.
Yeah.
She's doing the chameleon spin of life right here.
Uh-huh.
I like that she is so indignant about the whole thing also when she says that she gets the discount and they tell her, well, look, that's only for officers in uniform that come in here. We give them that discount. She's like, you really want me to come in here, my uniform, and blow my cover and potentially get me killed?
Yeah, that's so great. And they're like, no, we don't want you to come in here at all. Go to McDonald's, please.
Yeah.
Try this at McDonald's.
How far do you take it with this? I'm an undercover federal agent. Like, then when the police come, do you tell the police, look, I'm undercover. You don't know that they have to keep my identity a secret. You guys are going to blow this. Back off. Trust me on this. Does she keep upping the ante that going over your head, going over your head?
Look, if we know anything from the movies we watch, is that the CIA has no problem leaving someone to hang out to dry. So,
yeah,
the minute
even
they
if
see
she
that she's
is
been arrested at Chick-fil-A, they're in their offices back in Washington, shredding all documentation that she works for them. So we know that that's probably the case.
Of course,
like,
no
cut her loose, cut her loose, burn her.
Yeah, cut her loose, burn her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's so true.
I wonder if this is some kind of honeypot operation to catch foreign agents who like just can't resist the 50% off. Like, hey, I'm actually a Russian.
I am a Russian secret agent. I see you give discount.
They have 100% discount for them.
Yeah, 100% discount for all spies. Russian agents. That'd be great.
Sure.
That'd be really easy for the FBI.
Yeah, but
look, they caught her. They weren't even trying, and they caught her. I mean, imagine what they did.
Those foreign guys are probably dangerous. So what they actually need is they need to create a fake storefront that is operated by FBI agents. So it's FBI agents in this fast food restaurant just slinging burgers all day in the hopes that a Russian spy actually takes them up on the free meal deal.
Mm-hmm.
How pissed off would you be, though, if you were an FBI agent who went through the grueling process of becoming an FBI agent only to
be a cashier?
Chicken sandwiches. You're on fries today. Get back there.
I didn't sign up for this, Chief.
Every single time you hear that bell attached to the door ring, they're all on guard as they're just like, oh, no, it's a regular paying customer, guys. Everybody puts their weapons down and starts slinging fries, dude. What would they call that restaurant?
Burger Sting?
No, they got to keep it. No, they have to keep it Chick-fil-A.
It's still Chick-fil-A.
It has to be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it has to be a well-known place because that gives it a sense of, oh, it couldn't be.
But it can't be every single. You think there's enough FBI agents to fully man every single?
Oh, Chick-fil-A you're talking
in the
about
country?
Creating an FBI franchised restaurant? Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's quite the operation. As long as their food is good, I don't care. I'm okay with the taxpayer dollars going towards like a delicious burger joint.
Well, they'd be making their money back because as long as we're only paying these FBI guys $12 to $15 an hour, then it's probably going to be profitable.
The best would be after 10 years when they're like, we've decided to get out of the crime fighting business because our burger operations are so profitable.
We've
completely erased the national debt. FBI Fry Guys has made $48 trillion in 6 years.
Wow.
And caught right. one Russian spy.
All right, so be on the lookout for that new chain to be opening up. So I guess the question is, would you rather travel on a Carnival cruise line or would you rather be on a flight that needs to end up making an emergency landing because of one passenger's flatulence, Tyson?
It wasn't one person's. It sounded like four people's.
No, it was one person.
People were fighting with that one
person.
But
four people were fighting over with that one person.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So this was a flight. I believe this is a Dutch airline called Transavia. Sounds a little fugazi to me.
That sounds like the kind of flight. I want to fly with Transavia.
Savia. I'm not sure if it's a low cost airlines or that's just the word Transavia. They were on a flight from Dubai to Amsterdam, and there were two Dutchmen who did not appreciate the Dutch oven they were getting from a passenger who was next to them, who proceeded to have a very noxious bout with flatulence. They asked him to stop, and the man said he would not, and that's what caused the incident, Tyson.
Okay, yeah. When you are aggressively farting at people, that's definitely assault. Like, if it's an accident or if the guy's like, hey, it's actually
well, we
a
don't
condition.
Know.
So, wait, hold on. No, Tyson, if you're saying flatulence is assault, are you going to categorize?
I'm saying
all
aggressive
body odors?
Flatulence. Like if I run up to you and push my naked bum on the center of your face,
yeah.
and then let one rip and maybe a little squirt of poop.
Salt. But I maybe if you're intentionally crop dusting up
yes.
and down the aisles,
yes, that's what I'm saying. Like they
assault.
Asked the man to stop farting, and he said, "No, I will not stop farting."
This guy's just sitting in the seat he paid for.
No, they said that they asked him to stop, and he said no,
like laughing. And was he?
That's what I'm saying. If he's purposely pushing out farts to upset people, that's assault.
Right?
Is that not assault?
I don't know. I mean, we're gonna have to get we're going to have to get a judge or someone.
And were they over international waters? Where were they?
yeah. We're over international. We're in the international air. So I don't know. The rules change.
Airspace. The rules change on assault by flatulence.
It's going to take a lot for your fart to smell worse than the airplane itself after they've served the in-flight dinner. Because that's a pretty strong, horrible
if he would have just, yeah. If he would have just held off till they brought out the smoked salmon dishes. Oh, British Air. Why do you British Air does smoked salmon.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. It smells awful. And if you just wait until the meal is being served and then let your gas go.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is if you turn your upper fan above your head on you and then it pushes the fart away from you towards another area where then those people
smart.
Can fight over who's farting. And you can sit back
can
three
shuffle.
Aisles away just being like, there's lots of things you
tapping
can do.
Your fingertips together like an evil mastermind.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it does seem like that the flatulent one was unapologetic, and according to this article from the Metro UK, they say that the Dutchman sitting next to him didn't take well to his flatulence, and the unashamed man was apparently not put off and refused to hold back. So,
by the, it could be a cultural thing. Like, maybe flatulence in his country is acceptable.
Yeah.
No. Well, what country is that, Danny?
I don't know, Tyson. I haven't been to all the countries in the world. You may have been from a country I know very little about.
Yes.
So, I mean, look, he shouldn't have done it. The crazy thing is that the four people got kicked off, not him. So he wins. Like, he wins twice. He got a fart the entire way. Up until they got dropped off. Then the people who were fighting with him got kicked off. Now he can lay down, which we all know releases even more gas.
Is that true?
Yeah. I
didn't know that.
So he didn't get kicked off? The farting man didn't get kicked off?
No, he didn't get kicked off. The four people who were confronting him got kicked off.
I think at that point, you just have to go with the majority.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be like, okay, there's four customers here. They're all upset Tyson? About this man farting. Well, there's a lot that goes into this thing that we don't know. We don't fully have the information we need to make a judgment call here. Does the man have some type of condition where he can't not fart?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Does how unapologetic was he? Was he like, F you guys, I'm trying to fart on purpose and I'm going to waft it up into your face with my hand, or I'm going to do some secret buttercups every time you blink?
I think.
Or was he just like, I can't help it, I'm sorry.
If this man had some sort of an issue, some sort of a medical health issue, you feel like that he would have been able to manage this on the plane where, like, guys, I'm really sorry. I apologize about this. I wish I could stop. Believe me that I take no pleasure in this. I'm sorry, everybody.
I was born with a gaping beehole.
Right.
It just comes out.
I had no sphincter muscle.
Yes, but it seemed like he was almost unapologetic about this, to the point where
get him out of there.
I think he could have managed the situation, even if he could not control what was happening to his body. I feel like that from a PR, maybe there was a language barrier.
Yeah.
He could have just gone and sat in the bathroom the whole time until the landing gear dropped and then came out.
You know who I really feel bad for? Yeah. I feel bad for the crew. I mean, they're babysitting a bunch of grown babies. You know, the babies that are fighting. I know. It's just like so horrible for them. Mm-hmm.
When are we going to get our own private jet? I'm so sick of getting on flights and having
all this. Well, Tyson, here's your path to the private jet. Okay. I mean, cryptocurrency is a great one.
Okay.
But why don't you just become a gigantic social media influencer? And then who reviews? Demand.
I review private jets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Let me change that to my tag. I'm going to tweet that right now.
Make sure you take me with you because I am sick and tired of flying with the unwashed masses.
Yes. So send a letter to all of the private jet companies and talk about how you are going to be available to review their private jet services. And you don't have excessive flatulence.
Or maybe that's his thing. You can have excessive flatulence on this private jet. But what I'm saying is the crew was impeccable. They didn't even roll their eyes or take notice of the smell. They served you your food, and it was a great flight for those who, for this guy. Maybe this guy's looking for a private airline that offers that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is great.
Okay. A social media influencer who reviews private jets and luxury. Yachts.
Maybe yachts, too.
Okay.
He said he's not a boat guy.
Helicopters.
Luxury. Who's not a boat guy?
I think you're not a cruise guy.
I'm not a cruise guy, but I'm a luxury yacht guy.
Yeah, there's a difference between a cruise and a yacht. Let's not that's the RV.
Are there any fights on a yacht?
Yeah, but they're drunken and half naked.
Whoa.
It's totally different. The fighting's totally different.
Okay, and private jets, luxury yachts, and what kind of hotels?
Luxury.
Five-star hotels?
Only five-star hotels. I wouldn't go any lower than that.
So you'll review them, and then if it's up to snuff, you will post a positive review?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
What if you don't like it? Will you feel bad? Will you be in give a negative review if you got the free hotel?
He has to in order to maintain his integrity.
Yeah, you have to. It's like a journalistic integrity type thing. I can be a little softer on him. I mean, like, you can always find a positive probably with a 5-star hotel. So you could be like, well, they didn't pass the blacklight test, but the service was very friendly.
Okay.
See how I did that? I did a negative with a positive. Do I travel with a black light?
Yeah.
No.
You should, though.
I would.
You will.
Yeah, because I got to do that on the private jet. I got to do that on the yacht. And I got to do it on the...
Yeah. You know what? Now that we've started talking about it, it sounds like a good idea.
No, it's terrible.
I do have two black lights now. I do have two black lights now for scorpion hunting.
Is it better to live in ignorance than to sleep covered in other people's crusty seats?
What will you do? Just not sleep? Will you ask for another room? I don't know what you do when you figure it out.
Look, when you find it, you say, hey, can you... You bring the manager up here, and he comes in, and you turn off the light. He's like, whoa, I don't know what's going on. Then you turn on your black light. You're like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
This is just, I can't sleep in this room now that I know. Yeah. I mean, how'd the guy even get it up there?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of people are you renting this room out to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did this guy get 4 buckets of semen into the room past your security?
Yeah. You want to be ignorant. You want to be happy and ignorant if you can. That's the ideal scenario.
I'm hoping this whole section is blood, because I don't want to get any other fluid. It is so
blood
much
is healthy
here,
for us. It has facial value.
Yeah, not like the other stuff, right? No. All right, let's talk about. We've talked about so much avocado news over the last couple of years. We know the millennials love the avocados and the avocado toast, but there is a new trend that is going on. And Tyson, if you only knew about this, maybe you could have gone in a whole different route when you proposed to Rachel. But avocado proposals are a thing where people are taking an avocado, and instead of a disgusting pit in the middle of the avocado, ooh, look, it's a diamond engagement ring.
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's fine. It's a fun little reveal there. But browsing the pictures, the one thing you have to do if you have an avocado proposal is make sure the avocado isn't all bruised up and gunky and garbagey.
Yeah,
it
like
has to be a perfect avocado. That one guy showing his avocado off, and there's obviously like some dark spots in the avocado.
What better way to present your blood diamond ring than inside an avocado picked by a child laborer?
Mm. But I don't get it. I don't understand why. What is the appeal of, here's an avocado I cut in half.
Rob,
why don't you open it?
Rob, you can't ever pretend to even get inside the mind of millennials. What they love and what we think they should love are just so different and so far apart from one another. We can't know.
Yes, I got you this diamond ring. It's in this locally sourced organic box that there's no waste.
It negates the blood diamond. See, and now they're a carbon neutral footprint.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I'm learning is that I have way too many of my buttons buttoned up when it comes to button up shirts.
Yeah, you got to do at least 3 off the top, if not more.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here and realizing. I mean, screw the avocado ring setup. I'm just all wrong about button up.
Especially with your
shirts.
Bod, bro. With your bod, you should be down to
right?
like, yeah.
I've got 3 buttons at least.
Probably 4.
No, I can't do 4, but 3 I could probably manage.
Do you eat the avocado after that, Tyson? What do you do with the avocado?
Yeah, I think you spoon and eat it, or you can just, pass it to the next millennial couple on the beach next to you.
That's going to get engaged?
That's also getting engaged. Oh, God, I forgot that my avocado.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one.
Reuse, recycle.
Dude, should we start selling halved and pitted avocados at beaches for this purpose?
Okay, so we're ready. We're waiting. I think if you have the ring, I think you probably stop by the supermarket and pick up the avocado. I don't think you leave it to chance.
Okay.
Plus an avocado, the good thing about it is that she's not going to be suspicious at all about the avocado.
Well, how about this industry? Okay, let me throw this at you guys for the sloth terrarium. Forget the diamond, the terrible diamond that was with all this cruelty and somebody's slave labor. Forget it. Let's get the avocado pit and then let's turn that rock into your engagement ring. How about that? Like, hey, look at this. Look what my fiance just got me. Check this out.
So you think that you should, this is what we should do. We turn the pit into charcoal and then we pressure it into a diamond. So you're making a diamond out of the pit of an avocado.
I don't know if the science is behind you on this one. I don't know if that's possible. I think we have to laminate the pit.
You think laminate the pit because you don't want it hatching while it's on your finger.
No, just laminate it.
That's a big rock.
I'm for anything that gets rid of diamonds because I think diamonds are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, I fully support your idea. I think it is a little big. But if it gets rid of diamonds, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And well, then women will sit around in their book clubs and being like, oh, look at the size of your avocado pit.
You're nuts.
Oh, yes. Wow. Your husband must be doing very well for himself. This price of avocado pits is going to skyrocket.
Yes.
Pretty soon you'll go to the store and you won't be able to buy an avocado with a pit because they'll already have de-pitted them and selling those on the, you know, on the jewelry front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'll be able to buy a cup of diamonds for like $5.
Yeah, right. You can get all the diamonds you want, dude.
Right. And then for an anniversary, you could do like an avocado pit necklace. I think that would be mm-hmm. very striking. It would match
earrings
very nicely with the ring. Earring. Mm-hmm. Sure. If you mm-hmm. love, it's like, that's okay. How we got engaged.
I think we're onto something.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start keeping all the pits of the avocados and start laminating them and hiding them in my safety deposit box.
That's the bank's going to really wonder, like, you come in every week with more of these avocado pits, Tyson.
Yeah.
It's really going to get them wondering.
What do you know that we don't know? And I'll be like, mm-hmm. Well, if you'd listen to News AF.
Yeah. Is the avocado the ideal piece of produce to put the ring in, Danny?
Seems like currently, a coconut would be nice.
Coconut. Oh, Tyson.
Oh, I'm all about that coconut. Mm-hmm. You know that already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coconut would be good. What about a banana peel? Would that work?
No.
Could you
no.
put the ring around you peel the banana? Like, sort of like.
No, banana's not hot enough. It's not
that's
a
different kind of
right
ring
now.
That you put around a banana. Yeah. I don't think that you do the kind that goes around the finger. Maybe a pineapple.
Sure.
Inside a pineapple. That's delicious.
What about a watermelon or cantaloupe?
Yeah, what about...
You do the cantaloupe.
No, cantaloupe, that's disgusting. That's trash fruit.
Who says we cantaloupe? That's
I get it.
Good pun. It comes with the fruit.
Come on, let's go to Denny's, me and you. Who says we cantaloupe?
I like that. Now you're making a package deal.
Yeah,
cantaloupe,
but it's not
the ring and the trip to Denny's.
It's not a hip enough fruit.
Yeah,
fruit. Yeah,
produce. Yeah, you got to have something.
What about
really
super?
Hip.
Yeah, like those super fruits. Aren't there like
kale,
super fruits out there?
Pomegranate.
Kale, pomegranate,
dragon fruit would be baller.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I don't know what a dragon fruit is, but
it's
sounds
delicious.
Okay. All right, and then I've got one other story to talk about, and you guys aren't going to like this, okay? A new study reveals the key to living past 90 is doing the one thing that you guys don't do, drinking alcohol.
That's the one and only thing I don't do.
Tyson's doing everything else. Exactly what kind of alcohol should we be drinking, though?
Well... according to this study, they found that people who drank 2 glasses of beer or wine a day were 18% less likely to experience a premature death than those who abstained from alcohol.
The key here is you have to drink a certain amount. And from what I know or I've viewed about alcohol is that it's hard to just drink that amount.
Yeah, so you're saying it's not just a minimum, but it's also a maximum. Like it's hard to drink just 2 beers.
Yeah, it's easier to drink more while on a cruise because that's how you get your fighting spirit up.
Yes.
Yeah. You get your sense of invincibility.
Also, more bad news. The factors also found to boost longevity included weight. They wanted you to be a little overweight, slightly overweight, but not obese.
Yeah, this is good news for everybody who likes to drink and hates exercise.
Ooh, that's half me. I'm halfway there.
That's like everybody. Like, this is the study for the everyman.
Yeah, this is the one for everyman. Well, Danny, with all the adventures you go on, your heart has beat 75,000 more times.
Yeah, I think about that actually all the time.
Yeah, your heart has already lived six lifetimes. You should have been dead last year.
But the thing is, like, okay, great, you live till you're 90. Now you've spent the last 20, 30 years from 60 to 90 being a burden to everyone around you, where they all secretly wish you would die. But because of your alcohol consumption, which you've maintained to keep at just two bottles a day or whatever the hell it is, you're living forever and it's just pissing everybody off. You haven't done
anybody
any favors.
And isn't that the goal?
I don't know. Is it?
Well, I mean, I feel like you'd derive some pleasure out of living for so long that everyone's annoyed with you.
Well, I read this article.
You don't
article
think that, like, if you were like 120 and your kids are all just like, why won't he die already? We are so sick of this. And you're like, well, it's just, I'm only alive to spite everyone.
Yeah, that would be fun for the first decade. But then by the third decade, you're like, oh my gosh. Nope, I'm quitting drinking. I'm quitting whatever else. What was the other thing? Not exercising. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to eat healthy and I'll die soon.
Okay.
Yeah. On top of that, they also said that people with a daily hobby of 2 hours a day were 21% less likely to die early. And people who drank two cups of coffee a day cut that risk by 10% compared to non-coffee drinkers, Tyson.
Okay, so I drink coffee, but not every day. I have a hobby. Yeah, but I don't do it for 2 hours a day. Well, TV, yeah. If TV is a hobby, I do that for 2 hours a day. But I play pickleball, I play golf, I ride my mountain bike. I do a bunch of different hobbies, and it's not always 2 hours a day. I also hang out with my child. That's a hobby too, right?
Sure.
I got so many hobbies going on, dude. All I do
Will
is hobbies.
Will you consider, Tyson, for...
This is the 1 hour of the week that I'm not doing a hobby.
Yeah, you could say this is a hobby.
And yeah, I could say this is a hobby too. So actually, I only do hobbies.
Will you start drinking, though, to add years onto your life?
Dude, if Coca-Cola came out with an alcoholic version of their soda and that was the only version you could get and it tasted exactly the same as it does now, yes.
Danny, should we adopt Coca-Cola Plus here in the United States, but instead of having some laxative, should it be infused with alcohol to increase your longevity?
It could be infused with both.
What we need are more people drinking alcohol, because that's not a burden at all.
On society?
On society. Yeah, I mean, luckily everybody has the restraint to just keep their alcohol consumption at these levels, and that's really what makes this such a great diet.
No, what if really when I rinse my mouth out, when I rinse my mouth out at night, I just swallow a little bit of mouthwash every night?
Yeah, I don't see anything in here about the boiled hand sanitizer I've been drinking. What kind of longevity will that add to my life?
That's currently, it's not only sanitizing your innards, but also preserving them. Yeah, you're going to live a long time.
Okay.
All right, good.
Also, if you exercise for 15 to 45 minutes a day, you only cut the risk by 11%. So it's really, I think you're better off drinking instead of exercising.
Wow, Danny's been doing it all wrong. Danny, how does it feel to wake up
7 hours a day?
How does it feel to wake up knowing that the thing you've done, we can achieve the same goal with less effort?
Look, longevity is only worthwhile if you have a pretty high standard of living, right? You have money and you have a body that functions reasonably well. If you're 90 and you're a decrepit piece of garbage that people actually shun because they see you in the grocery store and you're like a waking living nightmare that reminds them of their own mortality, then I feel like, who cares if you lived a long time? Nobody wants to see you around.
Yeah.
Not even your own kids.
Okay. Tyson, do we need to have an intervention for Danny with all of his unhealthy exercising and not drinking and then also not drinking enough coffee?
Yeah. So what we need to do is
I don't do anything on this list.
Exercise. He still needs some exercise.
We have to find a new co-host when Danny is no longer with us.
I know. I'm going to die at 45 or something. And they'll be like, yeah, well, the reason he died, we cut up his body and manhandled all his organs, and what we realized is that he didn't drink enough
too much exercise,
alcohol,
not enough drinking, not enough coffee, not enough hobbies.
Yeah.
He spent the last 40 years of his life bedridden, shitting himself, while his kids argued who had to go take care of him on the day.
Yeah. John Tinkham has the hashtag, make Danny fat again. That's the only way that we could save him.
Yeah. The only way that you're not going to be a burden on your children when you're older, Danny, is if you drink exactly 2 beers a day. Can it be light beer?
I think so.
Non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah.
I think it should be. I think it should
be alcoholic beer.
What? It has to be alcoholic?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the whole
thing. I wonder if I could do that. We did a story a while ago about that alcoholic vaporizer. You do that. Just have that going through my whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hook it up to like your HVAC system.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Yeah.
It's humidity. The humidity in your house is actually alcohol, vaporized alcohol.
Yep.
So it's just like seeping in through all of your every orifice of your body.
Super clean.
Do you feel like that the alcohol, there's something in the alcohol, or you think it's just that it reduces the stress?
That's a good question. Let me consult my years of medical school.
Okay.
Just say that I'm going to guess that
I thought you studied anthropology.
Oh, I studied medical anthropology.
Okay.
I would say it's probably a little bit of both. Although, I don't know. I do see the... this study, really, I want to meet the scientists who came up with this.
Okay. I think it's Dr. Budweiser.
I really want to know who they were. Yeah, is it Goop? Is this Goop?
No, this was the University of California neurologist Claudia Kawas. She tracked 1,700 nanogenarians.
She sounds like somebody who would want alcoholism to be healthy for you. So
she talked to 1,700 people, 90 plus, and asked them what they did or didn't do.
That's not stupid. A thing.
What do you say?
All these 90-year-olds can remember?
Yeah, so that's really dumb.
I don't know. A bunch.
Only 2 glasses a day.
This goes back to what I always complain about when we have these longevity studies that we talk about. Where is the study where we look at their genes and say, oh, actually, they've got great genetics? Because my guess is that if we were to look at their family history, they probably have a pretty good history that's clean and relatively free of like cancers and heart disease. They're probably not obese. I mean, there's so many other things. Of course, they all drink alcohol. Like most people drink alcohol. So that's probably something that's in common with all of these people. That's such a stupid study.
Okay. All right.
Throw this out.
We'll play this. So you're saying this is fake news.
This is fake news, or at least this is someone out there who's doing some kind of study for confirmation bias reasons.
Okay.
Or using confirmation bias.
Do you think
bias
that Goop next week is going to have a wine that's the marketing is geared towards long?
Well, they have the coffee enema, right? That's a Goop product. Yeah, that's going to help you.
That's good for you.
Yeah, and so now they need an alcoholic product if they don't already have one.
Okay. A live long wine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Danny, will you take us to your yum-yum hole?
Visit my yum-yum hole. Introduce my yum-yum with music, though. To my
bolt hole. Great song.
I think you're really is.
2 drink minimum in the yum-yum hole. If you want to make it to 90. You belong. Yeah.
Guys, there's a story that I wanted to talk about last week, but I had so many good stories, I didn't.
Okay.
And there was a man who was arrested in Essex, England.
Yep.
And they thought that he had swallowed some drugs, right? So they arrested him, they took him to jail, and they're waiting for him to poo. Because, so they can bust him for whatever it is he consumed. It's been 28 days, and he still hasn't pooed.
Is that the record?
He's been holding it?
Now, this is an old... I tried to find something more recent, because this morning I was curious if he's actually unloaded his drugs yet through his stretched yum-yum.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to find whether or not he's pooed. So the most recent report that I could find is this one, and he's held it for 28 days.
How recent is this report?
This one is 4 or 5 days old. So if he's held it for up till now, So that would be 33 days. That's insane. I mean, that's got to be a world record. Call Guinness.
Yeah.
It's not a world record.
It's not?
No.
You don't think so? I mean, 28 days. Can you imagine?
Well, Danny, I think in Tyson and my line of work, I think we do hear some horror stories from these survivors that like go like, I didn't go to the bathroom the whole time.
Yeah. Tyson did say with an extreme amount of confidence, like that's not even close.
Yeah, to no, a not even close to a world record.
What's your record, Tyson?
My record?
Yeah.
That I am aware of is probably only like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Minus like seven.
Seven. Okay.
Yeah.
That might be better than me, Danny.
What's yours?
I want to say maybe like six. Maybe something like
well,
that.
Well, then, yeah, seven is definitely better than six.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's a little hazy. Now, is it possible? Could this gentleman be shy, Danny, and that this jail cell bathroom is not conducive to
the
green? I mean, if you have like a full team of law enforcement eyeballing your beehole.
Well, here's the thing, is that the police at first had something called Poo Watch, and they were tweeting out every day what was or wasn't happening poo-wise with this guy. And then it went on for so long, they got sick and tired of it. So there's no longer any Poo Watch. The guy's holding it, and it says that his diet has consisted solely of Frosty's cereal bars. That's all he eats, up to 8 of them a day.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know if there's any science behind the Frosty cereal bars.
They probably have zero fiber.
Yes. Lots of preservatives. Right. So is it up to the jail? Should they change up his diet manually to like a coffee and bran muffin
diet? Okay, so here's an update. Since his last court appearance, he has swapped his diet. The pain must be unbelievable because he switched his diet to that of fruit and vegetables.
Yeah. Now, Danny, are the police, do they feel like, and I don't know if you have this information, do they feel, is there a blockage based on what he swallowed, or is he holding out?
Excellent point, Rob. Excellent point. Did the thing he swallowed block up his whole entire system? Is poo about to start coming out of his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got nowhere to go.
And at that point, it reverses his entire digestive tract, so now he has to eat things in the butt. And pooed out his mouth.
No, the thing is, he would be an excellent candidate for a flight from Dubai to Denmark.
That'll loosen things up as he's on the Transavia of economy. Yeah.
Here's what I think is the game
Nothing's
plan.
Nothing's coming out.
Here's what I think is the game plan. He knows eventually he's going to have to poop. And what he's trying to do is he's just trying to make it ridiculously difficult. Because he's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to poo, and you're going to dig, and you're going to find that thing. And if it's an illegal thing, which is what you're hoping, I'm going to make it a mountain of poop you have to get through. Mm. Somebody's going to have to go through 40 Keurigs.
Okay,
worth of poop.
By the way, this guy has broken the
unit of measure.
Yeah, Keurig is the unit of measure.
Keurigs from South Park.
That's from South Park.
Keurigs like the coffee maker.
Keurigs.
Keurigs is the measure.
By the way, he's broken the British record for the longest time without a bowel movement.
Oh, they must not have British Survivor.
Yeah, he's got a gastroenterology. Anyway, someone who deals with this. She gives us some great information. She says, the suspect will feel his bowel moving, trying to empty. He'll be holding his sphincter tight. That's a quote. What, it's just like a random quote. Yeah, no kidding. We only wish the guy on the flight had done that.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
refused.
He wasn't going to be restrained.
Yeah. All right. So now.
So she's saying that this guy's holding it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But she's trying to make it sound like that degree she spent years going to was justified. And so she tried to use some fancy words to explain it. But basically, she's just saying he's holding it back and it's hurting. Yeah.
What a hack.
Couple of things. he must have just went right before he got arrested. Very fortuitous.
Yeah, smart. Maybe every criminal should do that.
Yeah, you always, as a criminal, you always want to make sure that you've just pooped before you may get arrested.
Right. And then secondly, Danny, do you think he's trying to wait out the statute of limitations on this? Do we have a British law expert?
I don't think we have anybody that we can consult right now, but from what I've read, he's in there until he does a bowel movement because they don't have a case without fecal matter. Yeah, so... It doesn't sound like he's going to get out. And I think I read one article that said he will not be released until he has a bowel movement.
Until
he's kind of crazy to think about it. Yeah, he must release first.
How about this? So I'm assuming they're just watching and waiting for him to sit down on a toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they probably fall.
Why not in his cell, like if he's just like hanging out, pretend like he's hanging out, poo down his leg, grab the bag out, dust it off on your shirt and swallow it again.
Or do like a Shawshank Redemption and just go out into the yard. And you know how like they would release the dirt slowly down their pant leg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that like every day out in the yard.
Old Andy Dufresne used to poop down his pants every night and then go out into the yard where the guards had no idea what sorts of S-word was going down.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's going to have to do this eventually. If by the way, he hasn't already. Like I said,
the smell
I looked
give him
forward,
away,
but
Danny.
I
feel like not basically, if he's smearing himself in the fecal matter of others to mask and camouflage.
Cloaking himself in
cloaking
the
himself.
Smell of others.
I feel like that the orange jumpsuit is not forgiving.
No, it's going to definitely show stains. This is going to be a terrible, a terrible ordeal for the prison laundry people when they get this one. They should get an early release if they have to clean this guy's jumpsuit.
Oh, my God.
It's immediate retirement.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, guys, think about this. Whatever's going to punishment he's going to be given for swallowing these drugs, it seems like he's already serving a pretty terrible sentence.
Yes.
Not only is he in prison, but he's holding back a poo for almost a month straight.
When he goes to court, the judge is going to be like, you've already served your
time served.
Time served.
I sentenced you to time served. It's horrible what you did to yourself.
All right. Well, excellent job, Danny. Hopefully we do have an update on this, intriguing case.
Yeah, if someone finds something that I couldn't find, put it on the Facebook page because, in my short search, I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I also want to relieve News AF of any liability that we may be held to. We do not condone consuming any boiled hand sanitizer.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, okay, please don't. It was something that high school kids were doing a while back.
Okay.
And while the effects of the boiled hand sanitizer were strong, they could also be deadly.
Oh, you did that for real?
It was
Danny
a real
did that
thing.
For real.
I didn't do it. It was,
why do you boil
it was something
it?
The kids were doing.
Yeah, doesn't that burn all the alcohol off of it?
I know. That's just what it said. Kids were boiling hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Kids, millennials, that's what I'm saying. We can't understand the way they think. We don't know their desires, their secrets.
Yeah, they throw Skittle parties with boiled hand sanitizer.
What's okay? What's better to eat, a boiled hand sanitizer or a Tide Pod, Danny? Should they do a Tide Pod?
Well, here's the
that's
thing.
That's a meal. That's called
nothing
a meal.
Nothing good comes from the Tide Pod, but I think that you can get pretty wasted. Again, disclaimer, don't do it, because I think you can also die, but I think that it's pretty strong.
So you take
if you
the engagement ring, jam it in the Tide Pod, then tell your fiance to do the Tide Pod challenge. She bites into it, bites down on something hard. What is this? Engagement ring, boom, will you marry me? It's a Tide ad.
Two champagne glasses with a boiled hand sanitizer. Cling. Chug.
Tyson, every disclaimer we give to our listeners, is that something also an endorsement for Logan Paul to do?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Logan Paul should be encouraging everyone to do these things.
No. We're encouraging him by saying nobody should do this. Well, except for him.
Except for Logan Paul and the famous boy toy reviewer.
A dare to Logan Paul in every single episode of News AF, or are we getting some blowback if he does anything?
If we just ignored him, then maybe we wouldn't.
Away. Let's encourage him a month without pooing. Let's see if he can do that.
If he's not chicken.
Oh, yeah. And did you guys notice he has a comb over?
Tyson. You can't be
shaming.
You can't bully.
Not shaming or bullying. I'm just letting him know that we know. And a more proper haircut.
Some great
would
no,
be
some
more
great people
suitable.
Have comb overs like Bill Murray, Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that category.
Okay, well we want those guys to know too that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know we know.
How about
okay,
this
then it's fine.
Paul.
As long as they know we know, then it's fine.
If he doesn't want to try to go 30 days without going to the bathroom or uncomb his hair, I challenge Logan Paul to ride on a Carnival cruise.
Yes, that is a good one.
And not get beat up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a real problem for him.
Yeah.
Or so. Fly United every day for a year.
Or Transavia.
Or Transavia, the hottest airline in the world right now. They were a nobody before this news story broke.
Yeah.
Now they're making international news.
Right. All right. Maybe he can see if he can get the federal agent discount at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, a lot of good ideas for him. We're basically
programming
the brainchild of all of his greatest ideas. So he could just steal any of these and run with it.
All right. Well, great stuff once again. Of course, what do we hashtag make Danny fat again?
Yeah. Or dupe.com.
Dupe.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. Okay. I will consider starting a dupe.
All right.
John Tinkham in the comments also said, just Google drinking hand sanitizer. While drinking isopropyl alcohol in excess can result in drunkenness, it can also result in nervous system damage as well as blindness and organ damage.
Okay. Yikes.
So, I mean, just pick your poison.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. All right.
But if you go blind, maybe you'll become like Daredevil and all the other...
senses will be heightened.
It's so heightened so much that you, that's a
all right.
Point.
Don't do that, anybody. Okay. All right. Follow Tyson on social media. He's Tyson Apostle. Of course, there's at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Tyson, do you have a review?
Of course I do.
Okay.
You did it, guys. 5 stars by Emma Bendroth.
Yes.
Emma Bendroth. The high-quality comedy mixed with questionable news stories makes for the perfect...
Hey! How dare you?
Makes for the perfect edutainment combo. Get it? Education and entertainment.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Most importantly, I introduced my sister to News AF, and it helped her win a trivia. Thanks for bringing families together since 2016.
What was the question that she won a trivia contest on?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe
but
she'll let us know.
Yeah, let us
know. If she won some money, I think that she does need to send a small portion of it back to us.
To News AF. Yeah.
Yes.
A tithe pod.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get payoff from everybody that had me in their survivor pool in 2013. Nobody is willing to split $150 with
me. Yes. Okay.
What a shame.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that they made money off of you? You should get a cut of that.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Like, one of these fantasy football players should get money when somebody, they scored 6 touchdowns in a game, helps people win their fantasy football league. They should get a cut of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or when Tom Brady couldn't catch that pass.
Yes.
He should probably get a cut of everybody who won the Eagles. Or had the Eagles for the Super Bowl.
He's doing. Probably that there should be an investigation into that.
Yeah. He'd
probably Pete Rosen it all over the place.
That's what I hear. That's what my sources are telling me. All right. Well, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. We'll be back next Tuesday for more News AF, final News AF of February coming up next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.